You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dyan once again. Welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by business coach Eamon Rooney, best-selling author of Get Naked, How to Create a Business You Love Through Radical Transparency, and founder and CEO of Success Pathfinder, that provides a unique approach to building a business that people want to work for and that customers want to buy from. Mr. Rooney, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here also.
So, Mr. Rooney, let's quickly dive in here. For starters, why can't leadership exist without direction?
That's a great question. Well, as over many years of trying to be a leader myself and trying to understand what it is and working with a variety of different people, it suddenly dawned on me that without knowing where you're going, you can't really provide any sort of direction. And a leader is the person who kind of reminds everybody what direction we're supposed to be heading in. So without knowing where you're going, i.e. having a direction, a destination, or something you're trying to accomplish, it's really hard for a leader to be able to pull everybody together and keep them focused. And I guess a lot of people would tend to think about direction as, you know, a vision or a mission statement, something of that nature. And it doesn't need to be something so complex, because a lot of people in their minds or their own experience, the vision and mission can be something huge and enormous that may not apply to their own business, or they have something, but they find it hard to live up to. And it could be just as something as simple as put a smile on people's face when they come visit your business or they finish working with your business. I mean, that's a direction to start from. And so without that, it's really hard to get everybody aligned with understanding what it is you're trying to go, where you're trying to go, and what you're trying to do.
And what would you say is the biggest challenge that you see that business owners have?
Yeah, so part of one of the biggest challenges is not just understanding personally where I want to go as a business owner, trying to articulate what it is I want to achieve with my business, because for a lot of people that can be quite daunting. A lot of people are looking at, yes, I want to create something good, I want to create something great, but what does that look like? So that's the first part of the challenge. And then the second part is understanding ourselves and our own blind spots and what gets in the way of us being able to create that. Who are the kind of people we need to complement our own strengths and buffer our weaknesses or our limitations? So there's the challenge, is understanding ourselves at a level to be able to then provide the right direction and not be intimidated by the fact that we don't know everything. We haven't experienced what we need to do, or we haven't had the experience of maybe creating a $5 million or $20 million business or even $1 million business. We don't have that experience. It can seem daunting, and we don't understand what we need of ourselves to be able to get up to that kind of a performance. And so therein lies the biggest challenge, is understanding ourselves well enough to know the part that we play in creating this organization, this business that is going to create something great. So for me, that's the biggest challenge I see with a lot of business owners. They dive in, they see what needs to be done, and they get to it without really having a plan or an idea of where they want to get to, and not understanding themselves well enough to be able to say, well, I need help with X, or I'm not good at negotiating, so who do I have on my team that can help me negotiate, and not feel that they have to be the one who knows everything and does everything. And that for me is the biggest challenge that I see with a lot of business owners.
Now, looking at transparency, and that's one of the things that you have written about, how can radical transparency provide clarity for employees and customers?
Yeah, so I wrote the book, and it came out before Ray Dalio published his book of Principles, where he talks about radical transparency in his book. And he takes radical transparency to an extreme, as far as I'm concerned, an ideal, if you will, an extreme. And for me, radical transparency is, for a small business owner, it is maybe explaining where you want to go. It is being open with what the challenges you are facing. allowing your team to be able to understand how you support them, or how you've had their back when they may not know you've had their back. So it's been a little bit more transparent about who you are, how you operate, how your team can support you in being able to move this business, this entity we call a business, towards this goal that we have of making everybody that works with us feel like they want to come back and buy from us again, or they want to work here, or they're going to recommend us to other people because they feel our business is the one that really gets them, really takes care of them. So in order to be clear, employees to be able to understand what they need to deliver beyond the service or beyond the product, that transparency is what allows them to see what you do and what's expected of them to be able to make the business something that people go, wow, I want to buy more from this business, or I'm going to recommend it. So for me, that's where the radical transparency is. It's radical in terms of how we traditionally are taught about a small business or what transparency means. Some of my people I work with, they do go as far as sharing the books with their employees, down to what they make as a profit, and it really, really helps them. Not everybody is comfortable doing that, and that's okay. It's finding a level of comfort for you where people understand that they're more than just a cog in a machine that they think is making money for you and leaving them at a disadvantage. And that's part of what the transparency brings out, is showing what it is that you really are trying to create or are trying to deliver to the marketplace. So for me, that's how it helps the employee and the customer. They're a lot more clear, and consequently, they end up trusting you and trusting your organization, your business. And that's really the foundation then of building a really great and profitable business, is that trust.
And such an important factor. Today, we are joined by Iman Rooney, best-selling author of Get Naked, How to Create a Business You Love Through Radical Transparency, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Rooney, what tips can you provide to build a business that people want to work for and that customers want to buy from?
Certainly, yes. And I always try and start with the end and work backwards. I'm an engineer by training, so that's part of how I've learned to think about things. So when I think about a business, I'm looking at what is the experience you want your customers to have when they come to your business? Not just when they walk in the door or they come online, any interaction that they have, whether it's the website, whether it's a phone call, whether it's the invoice, whatever kind of interaction, how do you want people to feel at the end of that interaction? And if it's like pleasant, wonderful, like these guys are really cool, those kind of feelings, it's okay, how do I now engineer my organization to deliver that? So that's the first tip, is understand how you want people to feel when they finished interacting with your company. The second one is as best as you can, hire people who naturally are able to deliver that kind of feeling. If it's upbeat and friendly, hire the people who are upbeat and friendly first and teach them the skills. Or if they have skills, look for the ones who are upbeat and friendly above the ones who just have skills. It'll make it easier for you to be able to deliver that experience to your customers. And third is then, as you begin to build your team of people who can deliver this experience, is build a relationship with them and them with you, where they open up and you open up, and it becomes more of a trust. So there's a trust between all of you as to the experience you're trying to deliver to your customers, as well as how you're actually going to achieve that. And ultimately, your employees or your people who are dealing with the customers are the ones who've got to make a decision, got to make a choice of how to actually make it happen for that particular customer. And no amount of policies or rules are going to make that work exactly the way you wish every single time. So there's an element of learning to trust other people to do what you expect them to do. And that involves being clear. One of those is certainly going to be cash flow. So cash flow is a system. If you break that, business is going to hurt real quick. The other one to think about is people. If you insult people, if you offend people, if people feel disrespected or they feel not well taken care of, bad things can happen real fast. So there are two examples of areas where that are essential to the success of your business. Spend time getting the systems for those correct so that they work all the time. And they would be some of the tips that would help you begin to move in that direction. And all of this requires you being very clear for yourself as to that experience that you want people to have. And that can be a basic direction from which you can set forth from.
Well, Mr. Rooney, certainly has been great to have had you and appreciate all the information shared here today. In conclusion, what would be the biggest takeaway for a business owner tuning in today?
Thank you, Eric. Yes, it's there's so much. And if I really boil it down into one thing that really opens the eyes of a lot of the people I work with is understanding what drives you. And what I mean by that is if you are a competitive person, know that you are a competitive person and that you are likely to try and build a competitive environment and you want people in your organization to be competitive or achieve results or not waste effort. Understanding that about yourself and the impact it's going to have on your organization is critical. If you hire people who are not as competitive as you, they're never going to reach the level, they're never going to meet your expectations. So that is one of the biggest takeaways is understand what drives you so you can better understand how that fits into how you're going to deliver and how you're going to make your business as great as it can be. And that would be the biggest takeaway.
Again, fabulous information shared here today, and we can't thank you enough for spending a moment with us here today on the program. If folks wanted to get more information on your book, Get Naked, How to Create a Business You Love Through Radical Transparency, or your company, Success Pathfinder, where could listeners get further details online?
Well, certainly my website is successpathfinder.biz, and the book Get Naked is available on Amazon. So you can go onto Amazon and search for Get Naked, How to Create a Business You Love Through Radical Transparency, and it'll pop you right there. And I very much appreciate the time, Eric, and being able to share this information with you and your listeners.
And you're more than welcome. It certainly has been our pleasure. Again, it is successpathfinder.biz. Mr. Rooney, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. I much appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Eamon Rooney, best-selling author of Get Naked, How to Create a Business You Love Through Radical Transparency, and founder and CEO of Success Pathfinder, providing a unique approach to building a business that people want to work for and that customers want to buy from. And for further details, simply visit successpathfinder.com. Biz. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.